Listener Production.
G'day, it's Dan McRae with your local news briefing. The Australian Transport and Safety Bureau says it will continue to investigate Queensland Rail's procedures for warnings and alerts and how it manages hazards caused by weather events. It comes after an investigation by the ATSB into what caused an Aurizon freight train to derail in floodwaters at Traveston near Gympie on the 23rd of February this year. It found Queensland Rail had received flood warnings about the track for about 40 minutes, but no one read them or passed them on to the driver. In a statement made to the ABC, Queensland Rail says measures are now in place to prevent such a crash from happening again. The Queensland Teachers Union hopes the state government's new enterprise bargaining agreement will help entice more people into the workforce. 94% of teachers voted in favour of the deal, which the Education Minister says will give them some of the best pay and conditions in the country. QTU President Cresta Richardson tells us what comes next.
You know, working with the department and the government about what it looks like in schools, because, you know, sometimes these things are feel a little bit separate. So it's about making them real in our schools so that our students can benefit, our members benefit, and the community benefits.
Fraser Coast residents and visitors will be able to continue renting e-scooters for short trips around Hervey Bay. That's as council's set to provide Beam Mobility with a 12-month commercial permit. Meanwhile, the Fraser Coast Council's also approved the car park at Apex Park in Pyalba as the site for a sleep bus service for the homeless. The new bus will operate from 8pm till 8am on a six-month trial basis. Over to local sport now, and keen touch footballers are being encouraged to register for the annual Bundaberg Cup, with nominations now open until January 18 next year. The competition caters for elite to social players and open divisions and provides development opportunities for junior teams. Head to the Queensland Touch Football website for more information.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe. In 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.